Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 18.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, and I'm here to help you all find, speak, and live your true purpose. I'm not going to be political, but there was one woman some time ago called Margaret Thatcher who read out a poem written by St. Francis of Assisi. Watch your thoughts, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, for they will become your habits. And watch your habits, for they will forge your character. And watch your character, for it will make your destiny. And just last week, we had a business call at around 10 a.m. Now, I hate these calls, not because they're business calls, but because I have to use this meeting dial-in thingy. You know the kind that I'm talking about, one that has a PIN number and a telephone number, and everyone dials in. They never work properly. Maybe I'm a technophobe or something. But there I was, dropping off William, and there's about 80 kids, mayhem, everybody hurrying around, telling people what to do, going over instructions to him, kissing him goodbye. And at the same time, I was feeling really anxious about making the call. My emotions ebbing and flowing from anxiety and fear to joy and pleasure whilst I was hugging him. My emotions were driven by the circumstance, my response to it. All living things have dispositions or tendencies to respond to things, right, in certain ways, just as a flower has an inherent disposition to lean towards the sun, and birds and butterflies are disposed to fly, right? Human beings have a disposition to respond emotionally to other people. We don't even notice that constantly our emotions are being drawn out from us. Our emotions sway back and forth depending on what we're encountering. When we experience something pleasurable, we feel pleasure. When we do something frightening, we subsequently feel fear, right? When we walk into that boardroom or that meeting, we feel anxious or dread. When we stand up and present to that large auditorium, we may experience calm because we see ourselves as just having a conversation. Or the complete opposite, right? Inner turmoil because we choose anxiety rather than joy. Or experiences feed up signals to us, signals that tell us to respond in certain ways, so our responses become our habits. And this is what life is about. Human life, business, consists of people constantly bumping into one another and reacting passively. And I believe not one of us can escape this. Be it a child on the playground responding to bullying, or a leader of a global business or a nation, every single human event is shaping our emotional experiences. And when we retell it, we create a narrative or a story filled with emotions as we see them. So what if you could choose your emotions and respond, not react? We can redefine the way we communicate. We can choose the emotion we wish to bring to bear. And we can, with practice, choose the intensity of those emotions too. When we do, we live truthfully. We live with purpose and have the impact we desire. Deep within you, within all of us, is a rich source of energy and power that feeds life and everything that comes into contact with it. We should all be striving to move from a state where we just randomly respond to things emotionally, taking that chill pill, to a state where we are able to respond with propriety or better ways of responding, to feel. And that's truthful leadership. Feeling and using emotion to connect is truthful leadership. But developing propriety doesn't mean overcoming or controlling the emotions. Feeling emotion is what makes us human. It simply means cultivating our emotions so that we find better ways of responding to others. So we can start to respond to people in ways that we have cultivated instead of throwing immediate emotional reactions, caution to the wind, and refining our responses through rituals. Now, most of us have certain rituals that we use all the time, right? We have morning coffee, family dinners, couples' regular Friday night date night, piggyback rides with kids before bedtime. We all consider these moments important because they give our lives continuity and meaning and bond us to our loved ones. So Confucius says that all those moments are potential rituals that teach us about who we are. So on these occasions, we use different greetings and different sorts of questions and use different tones of voice when talking to different people. All of these we do subconsciously. We adjust our behavior. The very words we use depend on whether we are talking to a close friend, an acquaintance, or someone we just met, your mother or father, or your boss or coach or your child's piano teacher. They're all different. We modify the way we speak according to who we are with these people, because we have learned this is the, let's say, the socially appropriate thing to do. And because we are with different people in different situations all day long, everything we do shifts constantly. And this is the same at work. Over time, we may begin to question, who am I then? If how I'm being is constantly and consistently driven by what I believe is socially acceptable, habitual doings, then who's the real me? Let's say you're in a meeting, right? Which you have every Monday. It's the same meeting every single Monday. You could choose to change the way you are in those meetings, the way you address people in those meetings. What happens to you then? What happens to the people in the meeting? What happens to the impact that you have? We human beings are creatures of habit. We know that. We become accustomed to doing the small things like standing aside to let a stranger pass or letting someone through the door. And we do these things, like most of our communication with others at work and in life, not conscious of what we're doing. We can have a more profound impact, I believe, on how others feel when we have a clear intention about how we will be, how I will be in a particular moment. We can truly know who we are when we lose our desire to go through life performing most social conventions by rote, where we lose our power in the process. I know I have. Hanging on to rituals that do not serve can profoundly set us on a path of vanilla. Seth Godin is all about finding your purple cow, so what's yours? I think changing our ritual habits can help us become better people, better leaders. And we must become aware that breaking free from our normal ways of being is what makes it possible to develop different sides of ourselves. Using emotion we choose, creating a short-lived alternative reality that returns us to our regular life, slightly altered, not focused on our predetermined view of what we think we must be. So how can I apply this chill pill to business? How can you apply this chill pill kind of experience, taking a chill and feeling to life? I say have a clear intention for how you want to show up, and this includes knowing what your emotion you want to bring to bear. Observe yourself every time. Begin to cultivate a sense of self-awareness that allows you to evaluate your effectiveness, not measured against what you think others expect of you. And use feed forward to help you here.
For more information, go to truth-works.co.uk.